Tammy away here to stay. Well, today's national lockout is Fitzer workers in Newcastle and 16 other ports around the country. It won't be proceeding. There was a six-hour hearing before the full bench of the Fair Work Commission yesterday, and the Fair Work Commission decided, that if this happened, it would cause sufficient damage to the economy to justify their stopping it, and they have stopped it. Will it be temporary? Will it be permanent? But it was confirmed yesterday that the controversial lockout was off today, but the final terms of the Commission's directions or orders won't be known until after it meets again later this morning. And I might add, there are three unions involved here. It's not just the MUA, the Maritime Union of Australia, but also the Australian Maritime Officers Union and the Australian Institute of Marine and Power Engineers. I think the company was saying yesterday, look, we've been slugging it out, the two parties here, Switzer and the unions, for 3 years. We can't sort this thing out, so hence they called the lockout. Joining me now is the MUA Newcastle Secretary, Glenn Williams, who's on the line. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Richard.
You see this as a victory for the unions, Glenn?
Oh, I think it's a victory for the Australian people. You know, they've been held to ransom by a multinational company that just reaps profits out of our country, pays no tax, and wants to bully workers. So I think it is a victory.
All right, but surely, you know, the two parties could... I mean, is it right that you've been trying to discuss a new agreement now for 3 years, Glenn?
Well, yeah, obviously there's a bit more to that than that. Obviously COVID had an impact on that, and we nearly had an agreement just prior to COVID, and obviously COVID then changed everything, and the company saw the opportunity to go hard at us. And we've not been able to get an agreement since then. But, look, their end game since COVID has always been to try and terminate the EA, reset the working conditions of these workers, and reap more profits out of the country.
Right. Now, if this had gone ahead, what impact would it have had around the country, Glenn?
Oh, massive impact. You know what I mean? It's not only the 580 towage workers that Switzer employs being locked out, but so many people draw their wages and their living from, you know, the activity that happens within our ports. So it extends way beyond towage workers. And it really, you know, at a time when our economy is recovering, this is such an irresponsible approach by Switzer. I mean, the union has been very, very cautious in its approach to protected industrial action, which is the only tool we have to fight for, you know, decent wages and conditions. But for a company to, you know, put an indefinite lockout on them to impact so many people is irresponsible and, you know, it's outrageous.
Right. Okay. But this decision yesterday, is that a temporary stay or is that going to be permanent, this, you know, no lockout?
Well, the lockout won't happen. The Fair Work Commission will make a decision this morning on whether that is a temporary thing, so they'll suspend the action or they will terminate it and arbitrate the agreement.
And look, obviously, you know, this lockout has been the focus, but I gather there have been other issues, including the fact that Switzer has docked the pays of employees ahead of these proposed, well, certainly in Newcastle, a proposed strike, which I think was going to happen earlier in the week.
Absolutely, yeah. They've docked the wages, and it was for the, you know, we had 24 hours of action on, which didn't go ahead, and their proposed lockout in preparation for that, they docked the workers' wages. So a lot of our members never received any wages this fortnight. You know, again, at the time of cost of living pressures, our members feel it like everybody else. They got mortgage payments, they got bills to pay, they got kids in school. You know, so there's a lot of families out there amongst our membership that are doing it tough this week.
Okay. Now, it's all back before the Fair Work Commission, I believe, at 9 o'clock this morning. What are you hoping for? What are the unions hoping for, Glenn?
Well, we're hoping for the Fair Work Commission will suspend all action and facilitate bargaining with the assistance of the Commission. I mean, look, this is what Australia is all about. It's about compromise. We're ready to meet. We're ready to compromise. We're ready to get an agreement.
Well, how come you haven't been able to get an agreement so far?
Well, again, Switzer's end game has been to terminate. They want to terminate the OEA. They've got a hearing before the Fair Work Commission. And this is why Tony Burke's changing the laws. The companies can't just terminate agreements because they can't reach agreement. Now, Switzer doesn't want to reach agreement. They're not interested in an agreement. They're just interested in trying to terminate LEA. And really, that's what this is all about, Richard. Legislation passed through the House of Representatives last week, where Tony Burke and the Labor Party, the Labor government, will be changing the legislation. So in response to that, this is Fitz's nuclear option. They know that things are going to change. They know that they're going to have to sit down and talk with us and genuinely try to reach agreement, not do what they've been doing. That's what we're hoping the Fair Work Commission will do. You know, it's about compromise. It's about meeting, sitting down, talking it out and getting an agreement.
All right. So meeting this morning at 9 o'clock, the lockout definitely won't be happening. Switzer have been told that's a no-no. You're hoping that's permanent, but obviously it's not all going to be resolved this morning, is it?
Well, no, it won't be all resolved this morning, but at least there's certainty within our ports, within our supply chains, you know, and people can go to work with some certainty that they're going to have a job.
All right. What about the argument from big business that these new IR laws, which are going through federal parliament at the moment, are going to result in unsustainable wage increases for a lot of businesses? What's your attitude to that argument, Glenn?
Well, I don't know. I don't see that as an outcome. I mean, for mine, if the way forward is companies are locking out workers and that's the approach to the new IR laws, well, who's the irresponsible party here? It's business. You know, Australia's always been about compromise. It's always been about meeting each other halfway, you know, and that's what business needs to do. I mean, they've had it their own way for a long time under 9 years of a Conservative government. All we're asking for is a fair go, Richard.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your time this morning, Glenn, and fingers crossed, touch wood, there's a good outcome from the Fair Work Commission, which that hearing will be happening from 9 o'clock this morning. But again, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Glenn Williams, who's the Maritime Union of Australia Newcastle Secretary. And as I said, the MUA are not the only ones involved here. There are two other unions, the Australian Maritime Officers Union and the Australian Institute of Marine and Power Engineers. But the lockout won't be happening. I think everybody at those 17 ports around the country and many, many other businesses are very happy about that. And obviously there'll be more news on that Fair Work Commission hearing, which, as I said, gets underway again at 9 o'clock this morning.